Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to episode 3 of the podcast, Immoral Gamers, a podcast that is. I am your host, Straight Lamp TV. I'm joined today by Drowzin.
Hello.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Jack.
What's good, baby?
And Cloud Infinite is back. Isn't that great, guys? Cloud Infinite 710, say hi.
Yo, how's it going, guys?
Okay, and thank you guys all for coming on today. I just want to remind everyone that we are live on Twitch. Currently, I am streaming on twitch.tv/straightlamptv. I'm not sure if Cloud or Jack are streaming. Did you guys want to plug anything at the beginning?
Plug at the end.
Like your Twitch stream?
twitch.tv/NellumFerrer. That's where I stream sometimes. I'm not streaming right now, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, twitch.tv/CloudInfinite710. I try to stream weekends, but... I stream when I can. Fuck.
Okay, cool. And just so you guys know, Cloud Infinite does also have a podcast. Go ahead and check it out. I believe it's called the Filler Podcast.
Yes, it is. It's a Filler Podcast every Sunday.
Every Sunday. All right, perfect. And with that being said, this episode is going to be a get to know us podcast, as well as kind of leaning into the Immoral Gamers aspect by talking about ourselves and seeing if who we are as people or how we identify affects the choices that we make in video games. So to give you just like a generic example of what I mean, let's see, when you're playing a game that lets you customize characters that have human races or other races, it kind of got me thinking about like why I pick the kind of races or humans or just in general every kind of character that I make, because personally for me, I never make a man character when I'm playing a video game. It's just, I don't know why, I've just never made a man character, and also I've never made a Hispanic character if there's only humans allowed. How about you guys? What do you guys think?
I didn't even know there was a Hispanic option for characters.
I don't know if you've ever played like Fallout or Skyrim, you're playing games like that, RPGs, and there's like the Khajiit, the reptiles, I forget their name, and the Argonians, have you played them?
I guess the only game where I really had to chose races that I could think about is like South Park, the stick of truth,
the fractured butthole.
Yeah, I was like, fuck, you know, I'll go Mexican because for because the skin color is your difficulty. I think that's like a medium, a normal rate.
Wait, oh, you're my... no, yeah, that is a thing, and
I am dead ass.
And no, the darker you make your skin, the harder the game is.
Yeah,
the more difficult it is. And I just want to say, like, it's perfect social commentary. And I am sorry if that offends anyone, but I found it funny. And it's supposed to be like a satirical social commentary. But anyways, in games like that, why did you pick a Mexican or darker skin tone? I should say.
It was just because for the difficulty level, but I guess I kind of wanted to just self-insert, because usually when I play games, let me put myself in this game, let me kind of fully immerse myself in this. But once I beat the game, like, all right, fuck it, I'm not gonna do it all over again. I'm just gonna choose every other race I can, see how they feel.
Understandable. And how about you, Jack? And Drowzin, why have you guys ever considered why you pick and make your characters the way that you do?
I don't know. Like, to be honest, it's kind of like either or for me, and I never like necessarily specify on like as far as gender goes, like who to pick. Because I know there's games a lot of the time, a majority of the time, I do pick a female character over a male character, and the initial. Okay, so I think, I don't know if this is weird or not, but like, I guess the initial thought process of it was that I'd rather be looking at a girl and, you know, like, I guess dressing the girl how I want to. I don't know if like that's...
Hey, yo!
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if it's weird. It can like be some sort of like, I guess, psychological thing too, where it's just like, damn, like, I wish I had a girl that looked like this, or that I look like this. Not to say that I like would like to be a girl or anything, but a lot of the times it is just like based off of how things look in the game compared to the characters. A lot of the time it's like, I think this female armor looks cool compared to like this version of the male armor. Because there are some games where it's the same armor, but you know, there's male and
different,
female armor.
Yeah, different. Understandable. You kind of dug a hole there that I kind of want to dig into.
Hold up. I can dig him out of this one.
Okay.
So I understand 100% where he's coming from. Uh-huh. And my philosophy has always been, and this is generally just, it's unfortunate fact that it is how it is in most games.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It feels like more development time goes into developing the female assets, whether it's armor or design, facial features, etc., like for the overall character creation, mm-hmm. than the males. Like, no matter what game you play, the male character creation always feels like booty. All the armor looks the same.
Oh, it's bland, like, bland, so, like, bland, absolutely
like,
bland.
I do think it has a lot to do with, like, the actual character physics that the game devs decide to give, you know, male and female. Like, for example, in Code of Vein, if you put that boob meter all the way up, that shit jiggles. And it's just like it's a funny mechanic to see, like, not that I'm spending the whole fucking game, you know, just staring at that, right? But it's like, it's a funny little thing that they add on to it. And like, you know, if you do a guy character, it's like, okay, you're just a regular fucking, you know, guy just running through the game.
Where the PP physics? give me the ball jiggle physics.
Okay, that's also just like me talking as a man, you know, like who is a straight man, you know,
straight cis Mexican,
cis male attracted to like females. That's just me how it is.
Hold on,
that's just me though.
But you actually raise a valid point there, because like not just in the sense like of the shenanigans you're talking about, but just from a development standpoint. They literally had to go in and do the extra step of adding extra development for the female
character, just
to do that, like
just for the booba yeah, physics.
That is effort that was not necessary by any means, yet they went ahead and do it, which
it's there, yeah.
Definitely,
and it's a common trope across all games that tends to be a thing, not necessarily boob physics, but just that they are well more developed in terms of like design, character models.
And that's not only on Code Vein. That's in a bunch of other MMOs where there's, you know, character customization on, like, female, like, you know, I think 100% of the games where they have that, you know, option to customize them, they're female. The bust is a fucking meter. There's a boob meter.
Booba meter, yeah, of course. And
there's a boob and height meter.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, the guys have that too, but like, that's it for the guys.
No schlong meter.
I can't
cheek up my character. That sucks ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't make my character have a nice ass. I can't make him have nice pecs.
So I'll just do that
too. I want my homie double dick.
Hey, I want my male character to be able to wear a schoolgirl uniform and have the ball jiggle physics. Okay, Give me that.
To add to this, mm-hmm. like, that shit pisses me off. Oh god, what game was it? No, there was a recent game that I was playing with Mel that I chose. Mm-hmm. Actually, Pokemon mm-hmm. Unite.
Pokemon Unite? Yeah, what about it?
Really?
Pokemon Unite?
Okay.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. Go ahead.
None of the male outfits look good. Like, none. Yeah.
And males have no drip.
They do not have drip.
One of the biggest reasons that I did choose a girl in Pokemon Unite
Okay, so this is just a blanket statement overall, because I feel like we all kind of get the gist of why we gravitate towards playing as women in games, is women just have better fashion in video games than males, you know? Because honestly, it was the funniest thing. I was playing Unite with Alex, and he had chosen a male, and he realized that you can't change from male to female in that game for whatever reason. And he's like, "These outfits suck. I should have been a woman." It was the funniest thing watching him be like, "I can't change. I can't change." And he can't wear the good outfits because they don't look good on men. And I'm just there like, ain't that the truth, bro? Like, that's why I always pick women, is because I know that they're gonna have the fashion, even if it's just silly little outfits. It just feels way more, like, way more effort is put into women in video games than it is to men in terms of, like, that fashion aspect, and the booba physics, of course, and it just feels so bland playing as men. But do you guys think it's psychological?
To choose what we want to choose? I mean, I think it's fun. I don't know about that.
What do you mean by psychological? Elaborate.
Yeah, please.
Do you guys think that we are picking them only because it's it looks better, or do you guys think that there's a hidden meaning behind why we're picking women characters? Or can
I think well, like I said, I do a lot of the times do choose to play as a female just because I can, you know, do whatever I want
mm-hmm.
to the extent of the game, right?
Right, right.
So the reason I said it kind of has some sort of like psychological feeling to it, or mm-hmm. like, yeah, I guess feeling to it, is because, again, I can do what I want with the character. I can make her look how I want to. If I want to fucking put her naked, I can put her naked. If not, oh well, you know, that kind of thing. So it's just like, I want to look at something that I can
enjoy.
Enjoy. Yeah.
I think, yeah. Careful there. You're towing a fine line.
Yeah, but hey, yo, dig that hole deeper, please. I really do enjoy this.
I think it all just comes down to like visual aesthetics, whether, I guess, if it is for like sex appeal, or if the character looks cool, or if, you know,
to get hard in a game, I'm just trying to get hard.
Hey, yo.
What can I say?
But do you guys think that that's how you could summarize it, is like, yeah, I just really think that women are more attractive, so I pick the women? Because I know that there are some guys out there who will say, you play as women characters, that's a little bit fruity, you know, like they're like super hard, like if you play women characters, you know, you might be a little, you know. Do you guys think there's any truth to that at all, or do you guys think it's just like you guys said, fashion? He was about to say yes.
It's kind of hard to say, because there was, you know, mm-hmm. I know back a couple years ago, like, mm-hmm. this wouldn't have been necessarily even a topic mm-hmm. of debate kind mm-hmm. of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, now, I want to say back then it probably was, quote-unquote, fruity to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But right now, I don't think it matters too much. I think it, I think it was Cloud that said it. It is just a matter of aesthetic.
Huh, I'm a bit confused by that statement about like the back then, like what constitutes back then, you know, and but I kind of get the gist of what you're saying. Times have changed, but I do remember growing up, and like I would have my cousins over, and I would play as a woman, and my cousins would be like, "Hey, yo, that's just kind of gay," and I would look at them and be like, "How?" You know, and there's
okay, that's what I mean. Like, it's just for some reason seen as gay for a guy to pick a girl.
Okay, but do you think it has to do with us as everyone here is Hispanic in some way, right? Or like Latin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, in Hispanic culture, I think
it's more frowned upon.
Yeah, it's more like frowned upon.
What the fuck is the word? It's when you're like too manly kind of thing.
The macho,
like macho, or
very macho. Yeah, like especially like dads being very macho, and like mm-hmm. growing up the way they did, it kind of does like they set a standard for them, and you know, just across the family to their lower generation, if that uh-huh. makes sense.
Okay,
which is where a lot of that actually does come into play, because I want to use my little sister as an example, because she actually told me a story a little while ago. My uncle like was giving her shit
uh-huh.
because my uncle thought that my little sister was bi.
Okay.
And then you know, he like kind of smacked her.
He smacked her?
Like it was not like a fucking like a hard ass smack. Okay. It was, like, a smack on the head kind of thing.
Okay.
And he was like, you know. She was telling me that he told her that she needs to be a woman taking care of a guy kind of thing, you know, like
the general sexist stuff.
Yeah, society, how we
we live in a society.
Yeah, so it's just like, yeah, times have changed. I understand there was a time back then where it was normal to live like that,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think now that should matter, whether it's, you know, in real life, or whether that's, you know, picking your character in a game. I think it's just pick whatever the fuck makes you like feel good about the game that you're gonna play. If you're gonna enjoy it, then just do you kind of thing.
I mean, I agree. And Drowsen, you've been kind of quiet. You got any thoughts on this?
Yeah, you guys are literally describing toxic masculinity.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Masculinity, there you go. That's the fucking word I was looking for.
I don't know. Honestly, I was just having fun watching Jack just dig his hole deeper and just continuously dig deeper, so that's why I didn't stop him. But yeah, I think
we're here to talk.
Yeah, we are here to talk. Yeah. And I think you did bring up some valid points because, quote unquote, back then, like I said, it is very broad. But yeah, growing up, it was the same thing with me. I would play women characters and my cousins would come over and they'd see me and they'd be like, hey, yo, that's kind of gay. And I would just look at them and I'd be like, okay, but tell me how, though. And they literally would not be able to, other than like, you're a guy playing a woman. And I would just be like, get the fuck out of my room. Who invited you over to my house? You know, like.
Yeah, they basically tried to make it synonymous with like cross dressing, which is in the, especially in the Hispanic community, it's extremely frowned upon.
And the thing is, you'll come to know this about me as a person, for those of you who are listening on the podcast, is I don't give a fuck about things like that. Like if someone comes up to me like is like, hey yo, that's kind of gay, and surprisingly it happens a lot, I'll just be like, cool, you know, like it doesn't bother me if people think I'm gay or think I'm straight or think I'm bi or think I'm anything, because I've gotten that my entire life. I've gotten people ask me like, hey, are you gay? And I'm like, no, but I am bi, for those of you curious. I think we kind of skipped the part where we actually talk a little bit about ourselves, because we kind of just dove into the topic.
I mean, we could go in.
I already said what I was.
Said what he was. I am bi. I'm a 25-year-old man.
You want to say you don't know your age?
The thing about me, I don't know my age. I'm horrible with the concept of time. It just always constantly slips by me. I think I'm 25, turning 26 in December. Bisexual male. Well, more like demisexual, but for those of you who, let's just simplify it and call it bi for now, because that way I don't have to explain what demi is. And yeah, I'm a Hispanic male, but I didn't actually start identifying as Hispanic until I was like 24, if that makes sense.
Why do you say
that?
Okay, so before you were that, what were you identifying yourself as?
I had this conversation with Jack in the car, which is kind of why I started. I wanted to start this episode on the podcast. Every single time you were forced to play a male character in the video game, I would identify more with white male characters than I would with Hispanic male characters, because you guys can't see this if you're not watching the stream, but I am lighter, so oftentimes I am confused for a I don't want to say gringo, but yeah, people think I do not Asian? Speak Spanish. Asian?
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Yeah. people confuse me for a Caucasian. And I didn't realize this until I was like 22, 23. Is I was like, holy shit, I am actually like one of the most Hispanic people I know. Well, besides obviously my Hispanic friends, but I was like, holy shit, I'm an actual Hispanic. My dad's from Oaxaca. He's brown as fuck. My mom's from Zacatecas. You basically can't get more Mexican than me, because my dad comes from literally like the people who live in the native. but you get what I'm saying, is like I can't refute that I am a Mexican, and all my life I've spent basically like hating myself. Because I don't want to say hating myself, because that I feel like that's too strong, but I've never identified as Hispanic, and I've only recently started identifying as Hispanic. So I felt like I've been talking too long. How about you guys?
Same thing. I mean, I don't think I've ever had an issue with identifying myself like as a Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been very straightforward with who and where I came from. Did it? I don't think it necessarily shaped me to who I am today. It's just, to me, I guess it's kind of like a title.
Yeah. Okay, hold on, Angel. I have to ask you this, and don't take this the wrong way. But do you think your skin tone has anything to do with like how you interpret your nationality and like how you identify?
I don't know, cause like, okay, so. You know, I lived in North Carolina, you know, a year ago. I was there for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, a lot of people actually thought that I was white, or at least some sort of, you know, Asian, because I guess my eyes and the hair, we were wearing masks, so they can't really see my face.
Uh-huh.
They thought I was either white or Asian.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, I lived in a predominantly white area in North Carolina. It was a military town. very, very, very little Hispanic people, so I never really, like, I don't think my skin necessarily ever, like, made me feel anything else. I do wish that I was a little lighter. That's just, you know, complete preference, though.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's never, my skin color has never, like, made me question or whatever, what my race, nationality is or was.
Mine has.
I've always just, you know, known myself to be a Mexican. That's pretty much it.
Interesting. Yeah, my skin tone definitely played a huge role in why I never identified as Mexican, is because I don't want to say I'm pale white, because I'm not super white, but compared to my dad, my dad is dark. He's like red skin Mexican, like straight dark. And compared to my dad, I think that's why I never really identified as a Mexican, is because based on just skin tones, I look nothing like my dad. Like you wouldn't guess that he's my dad. How about you two, Cloud and Drazen? You guys haven't talked about yourselves yet.
Well, yeah, I'm in a similar boat to you, where I'm technically Hispanic, but like throughout my entire life, I really haven't identified with it. Even like, it's really sad, because like even for me as a kid, like I was around a lot of Hispanic people. We went to all the local schools and where we live, and you know, everyone there was Hispanic, and it was kind of a little community thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where this was all before, you know, where you're from even matters. You're a kid. And I actually got pulled out of that before I even became a preteen.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even develop with like Hispanics in terms of like my upbringing. Mm-hmm. I literally ended up going to like an all white school, or at least predominantly white school, with very little other Hispanics to actually like get along with.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't exactly easy for me to be like, yeah, I'm Hispanic. It's just like, I may be Hispanic, but I'm white basically, because yeah. And you guys have seen me, like I'm on the paler side of things. And it's the reason I was asking that question for Jack here is because you and me have that same similarity, where due to the fact that we are lighter in skin tone, we have troubles identifying, you know, with what nationality we actually correspond with. Mm-hmm. While it seems like him and our friend Tarateka, who's not here right now,
mm-hmm.
seem to have always just identified as Hispanic with one way or another without really questioning it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of why I was wondering, is like, I wonder if like subconsciously the skin tone plays a role in that.
Yeah.
So quick question here. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that because of your surroundings, you pretty much identified as a different ethnicity, right? Or
yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
yeah, it doesn't like, yeah, going back to the skin a little bit, it doesn't help at all, like knowing that, you know, I was born in Mexico and came to the States in such a fucking Mexican way, I guess, if you want to put it in a term. But I actually did want to ask a question. Have you guys ever had to deal with getting pulled on the race card?
Oh yeah.
What do you mean getting pulled on the race card?
Like, oh, someone basically, you know, we're minorities. Did anyone ever like try to use that as to show some sort of superiority over you?
I want to say kind of, but I'll let Cloud go first, since Cloud hasn't really said anything lately. Cloud, you're in the podcast, man.
I was listening to everyone's stories. Okay. And everyone had like a lot to say.
Okay.
It's kind of the same as Drowsin, pretty much. I grew up not really caring about ethnicity. I just kind of grew up as like, oh, we're just people. It doesn't really matter. We all communicate the same way. The only difference is like some of us kind of like look different. I never really thought about it. But it didn't really start hitting me that, oh shit, I'm Hispanic, until like maybe high school. Because then there'd be like high school events, like, oh yeah, we have Dia de los Muertos and we have Cinco de Mayo coming up.
Yeah.
And I started thinking like, oh yeah, I could fucking, I participate in those fucking holidays because I fall under that category of Hispanic. And it just kind of like, I don't know. I guess you could say it just hit me recently. I never really had to deal with, I guess, my identity as a Hispanic. Because although I did, I did live in like Palmdale for a little bit, so I did hang out with a lot of the Caucasian kids, a lot of the Black kids, a lot of the Asian kids. There's not really a whole bunch of Hispanics over there.
Yeah.
But or at least where I was, and then I came back to like Lenox and stuff, and I started kicking with all the Hispanic kids, and I saw it as like the same thing. We're all just people like hanging around, goofing around, having fun.
Understandable. I feel like when you're still in like I don't want to minimize it anyway, but while you're still in school, it feels like you don't really have to worry about that, you know, unless if like something serious happens to you, you know, you don't really have to worry about that. But did you have a story about someone pulling the race card on you? It sounded like you did.
Hold up, before I tell the story, is it can you ask that question again? Like what do you mean like pull the race card on me?
Like, okay, so again, us as minorities, what's the opposite for minority? It's superiority. What is it?
Majority.
Yeah,
majority.
Okay. There you go. So the majority, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, hypothetically, or just an example, a mm-hmm. white person
mm-hmm.
hitting you with you know, you being a Mexican, go back to your country, that kind of shit. That like around that area is what I'm trying to ask.
So just anyone in general, has anyone been racist to us? I thought you were like leading into something else.
Yeah, there you go. What the fuck?
In general?
Basically, have we been racial
profiled? Have we just been victims of it?
I'm trying to be more complicated about it.
Bro!
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I used to work at Goodwill, fucking, like, I had, oh, dude, it was so fucking stressful over there. They kind of made me work security over there. Okay. And I'm already thinking, like, yo, what the fuck? my fucking title says cashier. When the fuck did I become security? But one day I had to go check this one guy because they said he was stealing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, whatever. Hey, sir, can I please check your bag? One of our associates said that you may be leaving with something from the store. I don't know if you know, but can I please just check? And he just started popping off on me. He's like, nah, fuck you. He's like, nah, I ain't stealing. Why do you think I'm stealing? Because I'm Black. I'm like, sir, it's not like that. I was just informed that you may have been leaving with a little extra. I just wanted to double check, and then we could be on our way. And he's like, nah, get your fuck. Well, I'm not gonna say it word for word because like, I'm not trying to get this man banned.
thank you.
Yeah, but like, yeah, and like, nah, get out of here, fucking go back to Mexico. And I'm like, I was so tempted just like. I that was like the first time that actually hit me. Like, hey, I'm being racially profiled. Yo, do I fight this man?
I think you do.
No, I mean, like at the time, I didn't want to get fired because.
Just say
the pluses were pretty good. that, and he was just popping off on me like, yeah, get out of here. And I'm like, bro, I'm from here. I was like. I'm like, why do you seem just because I'm brown and like I fucking just like hopped the border like three times, fucking Olympic sport, just fucking
going back and forth.
Yeah,
Jesus,
did that make you like feel any sort of way or?
I was pissed. I was ready to suck something up, but like I was trying to get hit with like assault either. So I was like, I was just hella angry. Just I didn't know what to do.
And you said it was a Black person that did this to you?
Yeah.
Understandable.
Okay, but then yeah, sorry to play devil advocates here.
Yeah.
You also have to admit, like, he as an African American male probably also felt, you know, you know, that he was being racially targeted, even if he was stealing. Like,
yeah.
Like, I set that aside. Like,
no, yeah. I mean, I definitely understood that. While, or at least I tried to understand that while it was happening. I tried to, you know, I just try to do it like as nicely as possible, so that's how I wouldn't come off a certain way to him.
Yeah, definitely. Like, please, sir, I'm not trying to be racist. And then he hits you with the racism, and you're like, please, sir, I was really trying not to be racist. Why you gotta hit me with the racism? That's, I mean, that's understandable.
I'm with you, brother.
What kind of forever, my listeners?
But, yeah, no, I mean, I definitely know what you're trying to say, Jalen. I mean, like, I guess you could be right, but at the same time, he could have handled it a little more civilly.
Oh, no, 100%. I'm not saying that he handled that the best way possible either. I'm just saying, like, it's also fair, like, to be, when you're being asked that, mm-hmm. and there's no other rhyme or reason that you're currently aware of, like, especially, like, if you are innocent, like, it's one of those things, like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Understandable. And, so, Drowsen, how about you? Have you had anything like that happen to you?
So it was never, I've never really been racially profiled, thankfully. And again, I'm pretty sure that also has to do with just the fact that I am a significantly lighter skin tone.
Okay, and how about you, Jack?
Honestly, not. I have not, but I think I've dealt more with sexism than I have with racism, but I don't know.
There's another story. But I can't remember exactly how it went. I just remember I was in a bike marathon. And some white dude was yelling at me.
You were in a what?
I was in a bike marathon.
Black marathon?
No, bike.
Jesus.
Bike.
I was so confused.
Bike. No, I was.
I was about to start asking questions.
No. I can't remember exactly. I'm just gonna chalk it up as I don't know. Because okay. I really forgot. But at that time, it was a white dude, so...
Okay. Understandable. Personally, I've been... like I said, I get mistaken for a white person a lot, so it kind of had, like, the opposite happen, where it's like, this white dude comes up to me, he's like, man, fuck them Mexicans. And I just look at him, and I'm like... Yo, chill, bro. I'm a Mexican, bro. Yo, cool it, G. You know, like, stop. I'm gonna stop you right there, sir. Like, when someone just starts talking about how they hate minorities, I'm just be like, I gotta stop you right there, man. I don't need to hear this. You know, like, no, we are not the same. I don't do that. But yeah.
Jack. Uh-huh.
Now that we have talked a little bit more about ourselves, let's go back to the gaming aspect, because this is the Immoral Jamers. And not that we got off topic, but, you know, this was nice to get to know us a little bit better. We can go back to the video game aspect and back to the decisions we make. I think it was kind of unanimous that we all pick women in video games. Is that still true?
Like, it's 50-50 for me, but...
Yeah.
50-50, okay. Yep. Okay. Okay, that's understandable. Go ahead.
Yeah, because sorry. Well, it's because I do like to, like I said earlier, I do like to self input and like usually I don't know about you boys, but you usually like to play music with my video games. And so like I would like to imagine, hey, yo, this is me like fucking up like 20 troops or some shit, you know. So you know some fucking GMV shit, you know.
Understandable. Me. So that's actually kind of nice. That was kind of the point of this episode. You know, self inserting. I never self insert. Do you guys?
I think I do a lot actually as well, like subconsciously. And kind of like what Cloud was saying too with the music.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like to put together, I guess, music with. Games, associate music with games a lot. And to me, it's just kind of like, if I'm listening to a certain song while I'm playing a certain game, and I hear it when I'm not, that same song when I'm not playing the game, I tend to just like fantasize about, you know, me being a character with these certain set of skills, you know, fucking shit up essentially.
Exactly.
So I get where Cloud is coming from with that whole like insertion stuff.
Okay. Okay. And how about you, Drowsen? Do you feel like you self-insert, or do you feel like when you go into these video games, you try to make it as far away from yourself as humanly possible?
I feel like as a kid, I should rephrase that. Mm-hmm. I feel like the narrative aspect of games has never caught me enough to be able to self-insert.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to be able to self-insert more in like movies, animes, and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But in the medium of games, it's just, I feel like it's harder to get that same, ironically, because you are controlling the character and it, you would be able to like self-insert realistically easily. Mm-hmm. I find it harder to actually reflect with that, especially in games that they have you on like a track narrative where mm-hmm. you don't really have a choice in the matter.
It's where it's linear, of course.
Yeah. Like for instance, lately with Skyrim, I've been getting bored strictly because you don't really have that much choice.
That's true. You have the illusion of choice in Skyrim, which is one of the biggest reasons I do dislike the game a bit, is because you have the illusion of choice. You know, at the end of the day, I think you don't have that many choices to make.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it's, you talk to people, they tell you where to go, what to do, and you as the mindless character go do it.
Mm-hmm. And rinse, repeat.
Yeah, a good comparison is, I don't know if you guys have ever played Kirby, like any of the Kirby games.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Generally, I don't know if you guys knew this, but generally Kirby's actually the one that causes the evil to get released. Because some guy will walk up to Kirby and be like, hey, I need your help with this thing. And Kirby's like, okay, doesn't ask questions, doesn't like,
Ayo.
Just goes and does it.
Kirby isn't much of a thinker, bro. He's a doer. He or she is a doer. They just do. But no, I didn't know that. I've never played a Kirby game. Are they fun?
They're good platformers and like similar to like Mario and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things where the stories have been very linear in terms of the bad guy comes and talks to Kirby. Kirby believes the bad guy, goes and does his like whatever he wants to get done. And then at the end goes, oh no, you were really the bad guy. And then Kirby has to deal with it.
Oh no. Keeping a little bit in topic with that self inserting, do you guys feel like you relate to characters more when your character talks? Or do you feel like you relate to them more when your character has like no dialogue, where they just kind of do?
I do relate more with characters when they do talk, just because a lot of the time, you know, it's the job of the voice actors to, you know, put the emotion in the character as well.
Mm-hmm.
A big example, I guess, is like the Walking Dead series. I don't know if you guys played them.
No,
the
I have
where
not.
You make the
no.
decisions. No.
The yeah, well, you know, the game
I know
is
them.
Based on the decisions that you make, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, you place yourself in, you know, this person's shoes because you're the one deciding how the game goes. And it's just like, damn, would I really actually do this in real life? Would I actually want to do that? Because a lot of it is just like, I don't know if I would be able to make those decisions that I'm currently making in a game.
Bro.
So it's a lot harder for games where your character has no dialogue to, like, have any sort of relation with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because a lot of the times they're not showing any emotion or anything at all whatsoever. It's kind of like just the character is talking to you, like the player.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in games like The Walking Dead, you are the person.
You are the person who and making those
game.
Decisions
yeah.
and getting those consequences for your actions.
Yeah, so I think it's a lot easier to relate with characters that do have dialogue.
Okay.
Okay.
And especially and to feel how they feel.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you would be able to relate to a character that has dialogue but no options better than a character who has options and no dialogue?
You said relate?
Yeah, like which one would you be able to relate to better? Like which one would you be able to insert yourself into their shoes more? Like is it just the fact that there's a voice, or is it the fact that there's an option and voice kind of thing? Like
I think I would still say the actual voice. I would be able to relate more with an actual voice.
So even if
just because it kind of like it allows you to see the emotion of the character,
establish a connection better with the main character. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Opposed to, you know, if there's a game with no choice, or sorry, no voice and you make the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a generic like, okay, am I doing this or that?
Okay.
Like, all right, and then I'll continue on with the game. I don't think there's more feeling. That's just a personal like opinion. I don't think there's more feeling in a game that has no voice than a game that does have a voice.
Yeah. Oh, okay. It's personal opinion, but that's the thing. We want to hear your personal opinion.
True. True. So when it, I guess when it comes to self insert, no dialogue. Options with no voice acting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Options with no voice acting. I could pretty much self insert I could self insert with the character because I could believe that I'm making these choices, so I believe that I'm making the choice to kill or save so and so, or to stay and fight or you know, but when it's voice acting with no options, I feel like it's not really a self insert. I'm so and so playing as and helping them throughout their journey.
How about you, Drowsy?
I'm here.
Okay.
Personally, I think the choice for me is what matters more. Like, as much as I love games like The Legend of Zelda, the Mario franchise, or like a lot of like single player games, I feel like in these days, like, if I want to insert myself in the character, I need to have a reason. And most games have not done like a very good job of like storytelling in that regard. I think one game that does a really good job of your character doesn't have a voice, but does a very fantastic job of giving you a narrative through your decisions is Undertale.
Undertale, a game I still have not played.
The fact that like every decision you make in that game actually matters and is meaningful, and it's up to you what you do. Like, I think it's incredible that they were able to accomplish what they did with having basically no actual voice. The entire game is done in 2D sprites. Like,
that game sounds magnificent for what it is. Because the main reason I didn't want to play Undertale is because it looks so basic, I want to say. Like, you know, just the graphics are just simple sprites, and the fighting seemed kind of like a simple. But the more you guys talk about Undertale, the more I actually kind of want to play it. And it's because I'm the same, you know, no voice, but options gang out here, you know. Like, I stay craving those options. And a big problem for me when it comes to like just in general anime, movie, video games is I can't relate with any of these characters, mostly because I think a lot of them or the decisions that they make are just dumb, you know. Like, a lot of them are just obviously, I think they're dumb for one reason or another, or I feel like the plot exists just because otherwise people would realize that the situation would be resolved if the people were just like a tiny bit smarter. There'd be no plot, and that takes away from me being able to relate to those the games and the movies and the anime. But I feel like when the game lets you make your own choices and gives you your own consequences for them, you have no one else to blame. Like, if I did something stupid, then now I'm the stupid main character. So yeah. For me, it's personally just way easier to self-insert into games like that, where there's no voice, but I have all the options.
So real quick, when a character goes through, I guess, when a character has like a certain trait that you can relate to, or they have like a same kind of upbringing, or they have a same kind of like, or I guess emotional upbringing. Do you then self-insert yourself to that character?
I think self-insert would be the wrong kind of word there.
Sorry, my bad.
No, it's cool. I feel like I can definitely relate to those characters, but
yeah, they're
but as the character like grows and expands, I find myself like realizing like I related to this character once, but you know, after they grow and they expand and you get to know them, I'm like, I fucking hate this character, you know? Like it just happens. And you know, and it's the same way in real life. You know, you ever have friends and you like them, and then you just realize like you kind of just fucking hate them, or they're bad friends or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just happens. That's the way it goes. And I know we talked about this on your podcast, Cloud. One Piece, it was kind of the same for me. Is like I was watching these characters grow, and I got so detached that it became hard to like watch the episodes, because I just got bored. Like after a while, I was like, wow, these characters are so cool. And then all of a sudden it was like, are they though? I just started getting annoyed with them. But yeah. Have you guys ever gotten attached to characters and then later on just been like, yeah, I don't vibe with you anymore?
I don't know. Not that I can think of on the top of my head. I'm trying to like just think if it ever has happened, but I don't think so. I don't think I've ever like thought I liked a character and just to later on fucking hate them.
Yeah.
I think for me it's an immediate feeling. Like if I like them, then I like them all the way through. If I hate them, then, you know, I hate them all the way through. Like I've never had a moment where it was just like, yeah, I like and then hate, or hate then like.
So mm-hmm. I actually have had that experience where I like a character and I feel for a character and then I fucking hate them.
Okay. Let's hear.
It's going to be a little bit more anime related, but okay.
Let's go.
So I don't know. Have you guys watched Tower of God?
The following 10 minutes do contain spoilers for the Tower of God, the anime and the manga, as well as the popular Netflix show Squid Games. So if you do not want to hear spoilers for those two shows, I highly recommend you jump ahead about 10 minutes. Spoilers.
I think I know where you're going with this. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have not.
So do you guys mind spoilers for this?
Nah, go ahead.
By the way, this is for the audience as well. If you're watching this, and there's going to be spoilers.
This is spoilers. Yeah. This is now anime spoilers for Tower of God.
This is for Tower of God, season one anime, season one of the webtoon. Mm-hmm. Be warned now. Spoilers ahead. Okay. Anyways, so the premise is basically... this girl gets taken into a tower, and this boy is basically following her. His name's Ben. Her name is Rachel. Ben has been looking up to her because she's been the only connection that he's ever known in his entire existence. Mm-hmm. I'm not kidding you. He has never had another human connection except for her.
Yes, that is true.
So he's going into this tower, which is basically like, it's complicated, but it's basically like a trial system. And eventually they do end up meeting up. And it's one of those things where she looks really like, she seems to be like kind of weird, but she seems kind of happy that, you know, that they found each other and that there's like emotional tension between them. And towards the end of the season, while they have a special test just specifically for them two.
Mm-hmm.
And as they're going up this elevator thing, when they're about to complete the challenge, she pushes him off the ledge.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yes, yes.
And like, I don't want to make the meme of like, you know, like top 10 anime betrayals.
but top 10 anime betrayals.
But I have never flipped on a character so hard because I felt for her. I'm like, these two are going to go together to the top.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And like, I believe at this point she had also been crippled like into a wheelchair. But she was faking it.
Oh, shit.
So not only was she faking being crippled, she also was faking like actually caring about this dude and everything like that. And her motive for all of this is she wasn't the main character.
Let's fucking go.
And it's just one of those things. Like, I can relate to a lot of things, but like, that kind of envy and jealousy is just something like I've never been like super hard to relate to. Where I'm like, damn, I miss, like, I've been there. Like everyone, I'm sure everyone has like the FOMO feeling, like, damn, I missed out on something.
Rats. Yeah. Yeah.
But okay. I've never had that like full intensity. Like, I hate them so much because they get to do this thing. Like,
oh no. Huh?
And so I feel like it was just for me something like that's a line you don't cross. And it just, the fact that she crossed it made me hate her so much.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, like seeing that, like, damn, what a bitch.
Go ahead.
I just thought of a joke one.
Yeah, go for it.
Iris in the Blast.
Iris. Yeah. No,
but I guess one that I could think of, like, just to like kind of go off what I originally said about I've never switched.
Uh-huh.
How does everyone feel about the old man in Squid Games?
Spoilers. If you have not seen Squid Game, please skip. I will try to insert a.
I will now skip.
King Crimson has skipped your opinion. All right, let's go. Spoilers.
Okay, so how did everyone feel during episode 6 and then, you know, the last episode or whatever episode they had of that other shit?
So I actually made the call on episode 1.
Same.
It was obvious.
I said the same thing. I said, I think I told, who did I tell? Alex? Did I tell you?
No.
I think Rayman and Donut. Anyways, go ahead. Continue. You were going to say something, Alex?
No, that was it.
Okay. So what was the thing you were going to say?
Jack? So I was, I've actually did talk to like a couple, or, you know, just talking about it casually kind of thing. And I was asking them like, what did they think about the old man? Because I honestly thought that was such a fucking interesting, like, twist. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the reactions that I was getting was that they hated the character, or they didn't like that he did that, or whatever. And I was just like, okay. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't see why. And to me, it's just like, I honestly liked the old man throughout the whole series, even towards the end.
Me too.
I never thought that he was a fucking a dick or like damn evil as fuck for doing what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I think it was also just because of the explanation that he did give at the end. Maybe mm-hmm. if it was something different, then probably I could have switched my opinion. But I don't know, like, cause you know it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, even then, a character that turned out to be bad. Oh, actually, no. Now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking brother. I fucking hate the brother.
The brother?
The main character's brother. The one that got the
Oh, the brother?
The Indian killed in the show.
That's not his brother. That's friend, that's bro.
That's his friend, yeah.
Yeah, that's his friend. His
friend. Yeah, whatever. Okay, well, yeah. I thought he was a good character at first, but then I fucking hated him.
Bro, it's no. If you watch it, it's blatantly obvious that he's not a good character. He was literally never, not once.
This is just like what I saw.
Oh, okay.
Everyone saw it differently, right?
You're right.
Because some people didn't see the clues, some people did.
Okay, all right.
One
of
the people that didn't catch on until the end.
Okay. You know what? Actually, you're right, though. I remember he did help, like, Ali. He gave him the phone and he gave him the cash. Yeah, so it could be implied that he was kind of a good character, but during the games, nah, that dude was straight, like, hey, yo, every man for himself.
Because I found it, mm-hmm. like, as soon as I realized during the honeycomb, he knew what game they were fucking playing.
Yeah,
but he didn't want to tell anyone. I'm just like, this dude's gonna get everyone fucking killed. I already know, and I already had like a nice little feeling towards the old man, like towards mm-hmm. the beginning. I don't know. I just thought like he was a cool character,
mm-hmm.
and then I was always just worried about he's gonna fucking somehow kill off the old man. If the old man gets killed off mm-hmm. some way, I'm gonna fucking kill everyone myself too. Like, but yeah, I think okay. So if that's the case, I think it just really depends on how well the story and the character were written.
That's true.
So I think that would be the only case where I feel like I would flip on someone.
I do want to say this because I feel like it's important. It sounds like we have similar opinions on the old man, but where you flip comes from when he tries to tell you why he did it. Like that's your flip, right? Is when he talks about why he did it. He was basically like just cuz LMAO.
No, I never flip into the old man. I'm saying that people that have passed.
Oh, okay. Flipped. Oh, okay. No. No, I'm the same. I love the old man through and through. I love that his response was basically like just cuz LMAO. Just get good.
He wanted to have some fun. Yeah,
yeah, get good.
What I was saying though is that if he had said anything, literally else? Anything else, I probably would have.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So, all right, that's
it didn't happen, so I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you two guys? You guys seen Squid Games? What'd you think of the old man?
Well, I haven't seen it, but I know what happens.
Sure. Hey, spoilers, bro. We said it. We said spoilers.
I mean, personally, for me, like I said, it, for me, it wasn't a surprise, so there was nothing really to flip on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just because they dropped so many hints that he was involved throughout the entire show.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Like, even episode one, like, I called it. I was like, there's no reason for this fucker to be this fucking happy.
Happy about participating. And he's literally just, you see him, he's like having fun. And you're like, hey, yo, something's wrong. Because this dude is actually like having fun playing this game. And he recognize it. You can see that people are dying. And he's still just like, hee-hee, ready, yeah. Green light.
Well, not just that. Like, the parts were that.
Mm-hmm.
I could have swore I saw him move, but that could just be like, I wrote that off as that could just be like a thing where plot armor.
Plot armor. Yeah, or,
one of the clues in that first episode was that he didn't have the green outline when he was getting scanned.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice that.
I honestly didn't catch that.
I didn't catch that one either.
I'm one of the few people that didn't catch the clues till the very end. But yeah, I was kind of seeing that too. Like, I could have sworn that I saw like people or him specifically move, and I was just thinking like maybe it's just a little too what's it called? Accidental.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's just,
like, they're not gonna fucking perfectly catch everyone not moving. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, that's what I was thinking at first.
Yeah, so I had the same thing, but then what ended up happening with me is the part that solidified it for me that he was in on it was the fight.
When he says, I'm scared. Yeah, I was like,
and then they stop it.
I was like, this dude 100% is Shadow Puppet Master 27, you know?
Yeah. Like, that's what solidified it for me, that he's someone important to the game. Like,
Yeah, definitely. Most definitely. And we kind of got way off topic again. Oh, yeah, but, we really did. But that's okay. This is kind of the filler episode of the podcast.
Sorry to cut you off, but I have a video game question if you guys want.
Okay, let's go. Let's hear it. Yeah.
So, earlier you brought up Undertale, right? You were saying how you didn't want to play it because of the graphics.
Yeah, definitely. That was me.
So question to you guys: do you guys when you guys see a great game with that kind of graphics or just not very modern graphics? Do you guys lean towards the newer games with like the newer graphics, or do you want to like pixel it up like it's like kind of pixely?
So I think you want to go?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, I think that just completely depends on what type of game it is. Because a lot of like, especially with like a lot of AAA games, they're more like induced. They're trying to basically put a lot of their budget in the graphics. That's what I think personally. I wouldn't choose a game just because of the graphics, though. Like the graphics definitely are a plus, but like my biggest example of this is Cuphead.
Oh yeah, definitely
a really good fucking platformer retro game.
Yep.
That, you know, probably nowadays people would be like, damn, the graphics are shit. Well, yeah, of course they're shit, but the fucking game is fucking amazing. That's kind of where I lean to. Like, I don't give a shit about the graphics too much unless the game is like really fucking popping.
So you prefer gameplay over graphics,
gameplay,
right?
Over graphics. And then, you know, obviously if like the developers are known to be like graphic inducing people, then then that's when you expect the fucking graphics to be good. Like, I think it was with Fallout 76 that we had this issue.
Almost heaven. True. You're right. I think actually, now that you mentioned it, Fallout 76 is kind of another topic I want to touch on late in a future episode, because just the beginning of it was so ass when it first came out, and there was no NPCs. It was basically all story, and that's just it. It's just all story.
Do you guys like a game with story, or do you guys prefer majority just like AO, just
I think
fuck the story?
I think for everyone, it's gonna be a mix. You know, like there's
it's definitely gonna be a mix.
It's a mix because there are games where I play where I realize like I'm literally just grinding and I'm not having fun, and then there's games where I realize there's too much story. I want to kill stuff. You know, so it depends on the game. Like, I'm not gonna go into Skyrim and be like, "Hey, yo, time to grind these motherfucking bandits." You know, I'll be like, "No, the story, and let me cast some magic spells." But
definitely for another episode, because I do have a lot that I actually do want to say on that.
Oh, okay, all right, Drowsy.
Yeah, I mean, it's the graphics definitely do take a huge role in it, just because, like, for me, I was originally really put off by Undertale.
Mm-hmm.
But just like after everyone talking so many, like mentioning so many good things about the game, I eventually did give it a shot. And it did end up being really good. So,
okay, that's cool.
Now, how about you, Cloud?
Me personally, I think what Jack pretty much said, I am more about the gameplay. So, the graphics are a huge plus, but if the game is if the shit I could do in the game is really good, then I'm gonna care a lot more about the gameplay than the actual graphics. That like the graphics I could just pretty much ignore at that point.
Okay, understandable. I recently did a Fallout 4 playthrough in VR, and I added boo jiggle physics. The only reason I'm saying this is because it kind of fits in with the theme. The boob physics ended up making they added nothing of value to the story, and I realized like all it was annoying as hell. So I realized I don't care too much about graphics. I'm more focused on the story, but of course I think it's a healthy mix of story and graphics, and there are just some things I'm not gonna care about. Like I realized when I put the boob physics and big boobs, I was like, yeah, I really don't care for this. Like it was silly, and I immediately turned it off. I was like, people like this? Okay, I guess. But yeah, that's that. Does anyone else have any questions for today? Okay, I guess not. So thank you guys for tuning into our stream/podcast today. I would like to remind anyone who's listening in that we stream on Twitch, twitch.tv/streetlampTV, twitch.tv/NellumFera, twitch.tv/cloudinfinite710, and of course twitch.tv/drowsin. Again, thank you all for coming on and just getting to know us a little bit more. That's the point of this episode. We might do another one because there's a lot of topics that we can discuss as well as get to know each other on. If you want to sponsor us and are listening, right here would be where we put the sponsor spot. Do you guys have anything you would like to plug? I already plugged your Twitches again. Do you guys have anything you'd like to plug?
That's pretty much it. I think I'm good.
Okay. And
I guess just if you guys want to follow the Instagram on Instagram.
Okay, plug your
Lotus X Angel. That's where you can find me as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Drowsy, anything you want to plug at all?
No, I think that's it. I'm good to go.
Okay. And again, thank you guys for tuning in. Just remember, this is your weekly or bi-weekly reminder that you are important and you should love yourself. Let me Google something real quick.
Let me Google some clothes.
Yo, let me Google some words.
Some inspiration.
Just a reminder. Here's a national suicide prevention hotline. 800-273-8255. And please remember, you are important and you deserve love. Thank you guys for tuning in, and we hope to see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.